Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so more proof. This happens every day now. Not every day. I should say every week. More proof. The biggest slinger of misinformation, outright lies that kill, is our federal government. There is no bigger slinger of misinformation. There is no bigger conspiracy theorist on the planet post-2020. Than our federal government. And so we're almost at the point truly where going forward, and I mean this in all seriousness, your life could depend on it. If the federal government is taking the time to say something is a conspiracy theory or to censor those saying it, you better go find out more about it.
Yeah.
You better go dig deep into it because your life could depend on it. Because they don't bother to censor things that aren't true. They only bother to censor things that are true, but are politically inconvenient. Everything they censored in 2020, the FBI working through the back door at Twitter, which is fact, that's in the court documents before the Supreme Court right now. The FBI working to censor Facebook, working to censor Instagram, every single thing. Medical stuff and the political stuff that they censored 100% without exception was true. They did not bother to censor things that were not. And there are a lot of conspiracy theories on the internet. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Q, that stuff's nuts.
Yeah.
Stuff's just pure cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Did they censor it? No. No, they don't bother with fake things. They only bother with true things. Okay. Look, I'll go ahead and tell you this. My dad was in the hospital, very sick with COVID. And we were waiting on an ivermectin prescription to come in the mail. And we were very, very scared. My dad took that ivermectin prescription. Within 4 days, he was not only out of the hospital, he was running errands. I saw that myself and it changed the way that I treat my kids when they get sick with a cold. Took 4 days. He was still weak. Because he had been sick enough to be hospitalized. It wiped out his COVID. And a family member of mine, we didn't mess with the doctors. We didn't ask permission because we don't have to. We're Americans. One of my family members took it into him. I was able to get it from a doctor here. So bottom line, it saved his life. It did. I saw it and I've been talking about it. That's why I keep stocks of it in my house. You have to take it with zinc, by the way. Don't send me an email. I took it for a cold and it didn't work. You take it with zinc? No, well, then it won't work. It's a zinc amplifier is what it does. And it kills viruses very, very effectively. We're only now learning the extent of the viruses that it kills. It doesn't just kill COVID, it turns out. It kills a lot of flu viruses, kills a lot of cold viruses, kills Zika. It kills a lot of these dengue fever. I mean, it's amazing what it does. And they've known this in the third world for many, 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 many years. There's an Indian pharmacist here. You go get it from him in the upstate. He compounds it. Why? He grew up with it in his village. And he said to me face to face, you Americans are nuts about this drug. I mean, we take it the time we're kids in India because it's cheap and we can't afford, you know, the kinds of, you know, if we get to the point where we get congestion in our chest and the bacteria sets in, we have pneumonia. We're just done. We're just dead. We don't have what you have. We have to block the virus in the beginning. So when you get sick, when you get a cold, what do? You go get zinc and ivermectin at the clinic. Why? It's been that way for a couple decades in India. So he's like, what is with you Americans? Here, have some ivermectin. Jeez. And that's just right here in the upstate. And he was a huge resource. He saved a lot of lives during COVID because he ignored the government's lies and propaganda. And when it comes out that the government was lying, that the government was slinging misinformation, that's the part that never gets a lot of coverage. But I sure remember the massive amount of coverage of ivermectin's for horses. Don't take that.
No.
It's the most famous ever tweet by the FDA. And they were just forced by a court to take it down. Do you know that? What an indictment for misinformation. The U.S. Food and Drug Information has agreed to remove social media posts and webpage that urge people to stop taking ivermectin to treat COVID-19. The FDA has already removed a page that said, should I take ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19? Within 21 days, the FDA will remove another page titled, why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. It's part of a massive misinformation settlement filed with the in a case filed with the federal court in Southern Texas by doctors who were persecuted either by their state boards or by the insurance companies or by the FDA itself for writing these prescriptions that it turns out saved a lot of lives. Think how homicidal that is. That you knew damn well this worked and you wanted a higher death toll because you wanted Donald Trump out of office and you wanted to keep your lockdowns so that you could destroy his most formidable weapon, which was his economy, and you lied. And so many people, like my dad, could have taken that drug and within 24 hours they're breathing fine and within 4 days they're running errands in their car. And he's in his 70s at the time. But they died instead. Presley Stutz is one. He used to come on this show. He listened to the doctors and he died in a local hospital because he listened to the doctors. He made the mistake of going the remdesivir route, which will kill you. That is going to be settled too. There'll be multi-million dollars in that one. Understand, the government will kill you and they will lie to do it. And they will not bat an eye if they think it will give them the slightest political gain to ensconce the Democrats in power. Doctors who sued the agency agreed to dismiss their claims in exchange for the government deleting this horrific misinformation. We'll never know how many thousands of lives it cost. It wasn't my dad. Damn all of you. You tried to kill him. We won. Because we're going to listen to you. Because you lie. You lie. Bigly. And this is the case before the Supreme Court right now. And unfortunately, our Supreme Court justices are going with the narrative of from the mainstream media. Oh, they were trying to save lives. No, they weren't. Lee, this was litigated extensively in Texas. OK, so this is one of these deals. You come into your court with your studies, with your proof, with your clinical trials that were censored on the Internet. You couldn't even post them to Facebook. I tried. And you hash it out in a real court. Doctors won. But it's too late for all the people who died. It's too late for all the people who died. And this is why, having seen this, I keep a store of this in my house with zinc because I'm waiting for them to do it again. And I hope that it will be as effective against a more deadly strain of COVID should such a thing ever get out of one of our, labs that Anthony Fauci sponsors or did sponsor research in. They're still doing that research today, the very group behind COVID in the Wuhan lab. So I feel I have to prepare because I don't know what these people do. They're crazy. But what a powerful, powerful testament to the evil and misinformation slung by the federal government. And they're not going to tell you this happened. They're not going to tell you. You know what's so sad here? The thing that split my family right down the middle was treating my dad with ivermectin. I didn't see some members of my family when they found out about it, that my sister and I had done it. I didn't see them for years. In fact, my kids were asking, am I ever going to see them again? I don't know. How could you do this to dad? How could you risk his life? They believed the federal government. So for me, this is a day of vindication and a powerful reminder. When the government says something and they censor, pay attention. They're probably lying. Your life could depend on it. By the way, Lee, that's not the only one of these today.
Yeah.
Another conspiracy theory The WHO, it's a conspiracy. See, the WHO wants to dictate future lockdowns, including forcing countries into lockdowns. That's not true. Wow, you should see this headline in the UK Telegraph, a mainstream media source. Actually, it kind of is true. Headline, Britain risks losing power to control future lockdowns to WHO.
Where have we heard that before?
Well, in those lying media fact checks that said it wasn't true, except now we have the mainstream media admitting, oh, hey, we only have May to stop this. In the UK Telegraph, that is a liberal mainstream media organization. It's not us. That's not our media. So just wait long enough, pay attention to the conspiracies, and they'll admit they're true. So this is a historic day. Your liberal friends got it all wrong. Fortunately, I've managed to put my family back together, but that was the issue that tore us to pieces. So these lies have very real implications. Very sad in some cases.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and happy National Spinach Day. I'm actually celebrating with the salad I have downstairs in the fridge. Find a good, healthy fat salad dressing. It tastes pretty good. Without it, kind of bad. All right. It looks like round the clock coverage right now, the Baltimore Bridge collapse. If you're just tuning in, you're hearing about this. This is absolutely horrific. You're watching it. You can't imagine. Just, oh my gosh. Okay, so here's what happened. Cargo ship out of Singapore is headed toward the bridge, hits one of the supports, whole bridge comes down. This is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is a major thoroughfare in and out of Baltimore. So this isn't just a bridge. This is a major way that people get to work. So it hits one of the support columns. Francis Scott Key Bridge collapses. This happened around 1:30 a.m. Semi-truck plunged into the water, the UK Daily Mail is reported. It flung cars and the semi-truck into the freezing river as if they were toys. More than 20-man construction crew also happened to be working at the time on the bridge. They were too flung into the water. They're still looking for at least 20 people. They don't know the exact number of cars that plunged into the river right now. But you see the video, this is just, I mean, it crumples like a toy bridge, like something my son used to build over his train tracks. And a lot of people, if you look at the video of this, some people were initially suggesting, hey, you know, they might have not seen the column supporting the bridge there when they ran the container ship into it. It is absolutely clear weather-wise. You can't miss the column. It's not something you just go into and not see it there. So a lot of people with a lot of questions this morning about what's up with the container ship. Was this criminal? Was this deliberate? Was this a malfunction of equipment on the container ship? so that, you know, they couldn't stop the collision. I don't know, somebody drunk. I mean, you'd almost have to be drunk or high to do this, or criminal, or you again, you've had some sort of equipment malfunction where you can't control the ship for some reason. Because there was just an unlimited amount of space for that ship to pass under this bridge. And it did not. So the bridge is 185 feet high. So this is, again, not a small bridge. This is in terms of over the water, this is a huge, massive structure. And it just crumples like a toy. And you can even see a little bit, even in the footage of it, that you could see the lights from the cars, and the trucks on the bridge, and they just collapse into the water. So God bless those people. Prayers for them, prayers for their families. Again, they don't even know. This bridge is about a mile and a half long. Whole thing came down. And the good news, to the extent there is good news here, is that this did not happen during rush hour. Because that would have been hundreds and hundreds of cars on this bridge. That it happened, yeah, somebody's texting that. Baltimore Bridge, thank God it didn't happen during rush hour. Texter writes, on the last segment, I threatened to leave girlfriend over COVID shot. Her daughter ended up with a massive stroke. Girlfriend died of turbo cancer. Yeah, my dad got the shot. He has turbo cancer. And again, I have very good friends who are doctors. I get texts all the time. You wouldn't believe these cancers we're seeing now. They're rare. They're weird. I've never seen anything like it in my life. We're watching the royal family. Do you realize this? Do you realize three members of the royal family have cancer right now? Four cancers among them. We've never seen that. That's not a thing we've ever seen before. So there's King Charles. He has cancer. You know Fergie? Ex-wife of the weirdo Andrew? Yeah. She has had breast cancer, had a mastectomy. While doing the mastectomy, a dermatologist found skin cancer that had metastasized. She's got two kinds of aggressive cancer. Wait, folks, this is not normal. You know it. I know it. And we've all got a pretty good idea of what's causing it. Headline, alarm over mystery cancer epidemic. It's mystery. Striking under 50s, like Kate Middleton, as scientists scramble to find the cause of startling increase. That looks like something FDA is going to have to get in there and censor this morning. I bet they're busy little beavers this morning, having lost their censorship battle over ivermectin on account of they lied. And a court just forced them to take down their ivermectin misinformation post. Folks, keep in mind, this wasn't just the FDA sort of trying hard here, okay? The FDA sent the FB lie in. That's why we call them the FB lie. Sent the FB lie in to take down posts like mine, trying to tell people, take it with zinc. You don't have to go to the hospital. If you're in the hospital, sneak it into your relatives. Sneak it past the doctors. They will be up and out of there in days. Do not give them remdesivir. And whatever you do, don't let them put them on a respirator. They were lying. Court in Texas looked at the evidence, looked at the studies, heard from the doctors who suffered financial and career harm from the FDA's lies about ivermectin, and ordered the FDA to take them down. This is who censors you, the liars. Headline, alarm over mystery cancer epidemic striking under 50s, like Kate Middleton. As scientists scramble to find the cause of the startling increase, so confusing. Geez, hope they get to the bottom of it. It's weird. Scientists, the UK Daily Mail writes, are scrambling to find the cause of a mystery cancer epidemic, which is striking under 50s. Kate Middleton's shock diagnosis last week. By the way, they used her to pimp the shot. Oh, yeah, every time she went to get one, it was big news, full photo op, so. Kate Middleton's shock diagnosis, the UK Daily Mail writes last week, has shone a light on the startling trend, with top doctors claiming it is a worldwide problem. Despite years of research, researchers are baffled as to what is behind the problem. Oh, I bet you if we didn't censor all of these virologists, we'd already know what's behind the problem. Bet we would. What a mess. Thank God for X. I guess I could go post this there today. Not on Facebook, though. God forbid. You're just tuning in. They're reporting two people so far have been rescued from the site of the bridge collapse. They don't know how many cars were flung into the water. They know somewhere. You can see it right on the video from the harbor cam. A shipping container from Singapore has hit a column supporting the bridge. The bridge is about a mile and a half long. It is a major thoroughfare into Baltimore. The whole thing crumpled like a toy bridge on a train set. You could see the lights from the cars as they are flung into the water. There was a construction crew of 20 also flung into the water. We know of two rescued so far. Breitbart has mentioned catastrophic engine failure on the ship, but I haven't seen that confirmed anywhere else, so I'm going to be careful about it. That's just what's out there. But when you have a mass casualty event like this, and this is being called a mass casualty event, a lot of the stuff that gets reported in the first hours is often wrong. So I want to be very careful with it. But we do know this. Baltimore Interstate 695 bridge has collapsed, struck by a cargo ship out of Singapore. Trucks, they're using plural at Breitbart. UK Daily Mail has just one semi-truck flung into the water. Breitbart is saying plural trucks, multiple number of unknown multiple number of cars. It's a disaster. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has raided P. Diddy's home. You see this? In Los Angeles, in Miami. That's in connection with the sex trafficking investigation. Not super surprising since he's been sued and allegations have been made, you know, that he is sex trafficking or involved in sex trafficking of women. That's been in civil court. The raid that occurred at the music mogul's mansion in the Holmby Hills neighborhood, investigators said across the coast, his Miami home was also raided on Monday. This was later in the day, so he wasn't at either place at either time, but the footage is interesting. Apparently, according to Combs' accusers, the rap producer abused them, one of them when she was 17, just 2 decades ago. So apparently this has been going on for a long time. Combs has, of course, denied the allegations, calling them sickening and claiming they've been made by people looking for a quick payday. Huh. This is good if he did it. You know, we want to see justice. I'm just wondering when the Epstein clients are going to have their homes raided. And I'm wondering, we could put P. Diddy's name out there. We could get a warrant. I'm wondering, like Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Senator, when the FBI is going to be forced to publish that list of Johns. They're all pedophiles. They bought underage women. Isn't that what we're accusing Diddy of? I'm just curious. So I guess what we could take from this today is that Diddy is the wrong people. So actual rules and laws apply to him, but not to the Epstein list, which, again, we know for fact the FBI possesses. How do we know that? Because Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, was grilled about it twice in Congress in the last 6 months. And he admitted they have it, but said they are going to move on. And Marsha Blackburn demanded of him, hey, do an investigation into why no arrests have been made. Why? Okay, folks, this is what we know. Okay, so Epstein goes to prison and then he did not kill himself, right? So, or did, depending on your perspective. Whatever the case is, Epstein went to prison. Why? What did he do? Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, his sub-pimp, went to prison. What did she do? Sold underage girls. So, okay, wait. We know underage girls were sold for money or for favors or blackmail, whatever they were sold for. Who bought them? Who bought them? Oh, we don't know that. Huh, weird. Okay. We don't know that. See, because for somebody to go to prison, somebody had to buy the girl. See how this works? Nobody's ever been arrested, which is weird. So, this is refreshing to see the Department of Homeland Security go after somebody who's not a Catholic praying at their church or who's not praying in front of an abortion clinic. You know, people like that. That's very refreshing. But I would really like to see at least an investigation, which so far Christopher Wray has refused to do, into why the FBI, one, continues to cover up the names of these Johns, and two, has never pursued a single damn one of them the way they are Diddy right now. There should have been years ago a raid on their homes. Years ago. But they're the right people. Liberals, Democrats, members of the Uniparty in good standing, useful people to our intelligence agency. So unlike Diddy, who is apparently not useful, their homes did not get raided. You're black and you're watching this morning. Ask yourself why. Well, we can raid Diddy's home. We don't have a problem with that. I'm not criticizing it. Good if he did it, get it. I'm just saying, we can't live in a country where if you're the right people, and i.e. the white people who also happen to be the right people, because why? You have liberal privilege. And by the way, that's not just a white thing. It obviously doesn't apply to Donald Trump. If you have liberal privilege, you don't get your home raided like Diddy. That's the country we live in. So if I were Diddy this morning, I'd have someone go out and point this out. Maybe we can get the rest of the sex abusers taken care of. Maybe we can. Okay. We will be back in just a few minutes. Incredible poll out there, folks. I was not sure if the American people would be able to see through the Trump indictments or not, because they have not yet come to understand that our justice system is profoundly corrupt in blue areas. It appears Americans are figuring it out. We'll have some of that up next. Well, shock poll. Folks, my biggest worry has been that the American people wouldn't be able to see through the Trump indictments and convictions. And we still don't know if they're going to be able to. I think what could really fool the American people as Trump's trial starts, it's now scheduled for April 15th. This is the first of the felony trials. I'm afraid what could confuse people is, oh, well, you know, a jury convicted him. These aren't normal juries. These aren't normal criminal justice environments, because the sheeple sitting on the juries are liberal, weaponized, and think they're facing a Nazi takeover of America. I mean, that is how insane the propaganda has been here. But there's a new poll out that gives me some hope. It's by McLaughlin, a liberal polling company. Here's what they found. Many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship, with a solid majority saying President Joe Biden wants to put former President Donald Trump in jail to stop his electoral chances. So a majority has figured that out, 56% of all voters. They believe Biden, quote, really wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. This is kind of amazing that they've been able to see through the mainstream media lies and blockade here, that Biden is behind this. These aren't prosecutors just trying to do the right thing by democracy. The national poll of 1,000 likely voters, plus or minus a 3.1% confidence interval, was completed on March 14th. Only 30% say it's not true that Biden is trying to jail Trump. Now, Republicans have figured this out. A lot of us get real news. A supermajority of Republicans, 86%, agree that Biden is weaponizing the justice system against Trump. But listen to this. It's not a partisan issue. Independents agree 50% to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons. So I am amazed they're able to see through this. Now, again, the thing that worries me the most, and as you know, the thing that has worried me for the last year, is once a jury comes back, one of these weaponized juries comes back with a guilty verdict, are they going to be able to see through that? Are they going to be able to see through the mainstream media's lies about that? One of the things that we know out of Georgia, the grand jury that indicted Trump and his associates, the work on that was done by a deputy prosecutor in Fulton County. The deputy prosecutor is a major DNC operative. He is a national political consultant. He owns a political consulting company on the side when he's not prosecuting and persecuting Trump. And he selected the grand jury in a way that it has not been done before. Of course, there's challenges and stuff, so some of them get removed. Trump's attorneys, yes, that's how the process works. He selected the grand jury using political records, voting records. We know that. It was one of the things that came out of Fulton County last month. This guy should never be anywhere near the justice system, much less serving under Fannie Willis, who, by the way, he raised money for and helped get elected. So that is a classic kangaroo court right there. And I'm amazed if you're not on talk, you know, radio every day that you're able to figure this out. I truly am. Now, listen to this number, because this is devastating. Again, this is a liberal pollster, not a conservative one. 67% say that politics has played a role in the indictments of Trump. That's more than two-thirds for those of you on Common Core math. 58% say that Biden has played a role in the indictments of Trump. Wow, that they could figure that out. I mean, just given the hose job the mainstream media has done on this. 56% to 31% say there's a double standard and bias at Biden's Department of Injustice, the FBI, and the IRS, where they target Trump, but Biden and his family get sweetheart deals. Okay, cool. 52% say the indictments against Trump were done because he leads in the polls and they want him stopped. Only 38% disagree, and most of them watch MSNBC. They might as well be interred in a FEMA camp. They're so deluded. 58% to 34% say Biden should stop targeting Trump and interfering in the election and let the voters decide the next president. Wow. Okay, so that's 58% of likely voters. Only 34% can't see through that. So, wow. And again, this one. The majority of it, folks, you know what's so funny about this? When you used to say this on talk radio, people would accuse you, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You, no, this is the majority now. And the majority of Americans don't listen to talk radio. It's 15 to 18%. Many Americans believe, this is the top line finding of the McLaughlin poll, many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship. Wow. I mean, that's probably a step further than I'd go at this point. I need to step up my radical. Just keep up with the American people. Many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship, with a solid majority saying President Biden wants to put former President Donald Trump in jail to stop his electoral chances, which is exactly what's going on. It's very scary. Coming up, we actually have some recognition on mainstream television of what I have been saying, that these blue areas in terms of criminal justice aren't American territory anymore. They are post American kangaroo courts run by authoritarians. They are not recognizably American, not culturally, not recognizably, and certainly not legally. Some incredible clips just seconding what I've been saying here coming up next. And we'll have an update on that bridge collapse in Baltimore. Unbelievable story. All of it. Stay put.